I want to thank, of course, Rabbi Rachmani and the Mishpacha of the Shiurim Darche Avinon. Shalom Shalom Aliyah, Shalom Simcha Nachas and Bracha. And also for the Panis Hashanah, thank you. We Nishmas Rabbi Gedalia ben Rabbi Shimon, Shalom Shalom Aliyah, Simcha Nachas and Bracha. Okay, we're on page Shin Pei Aleph in the Maimur. From Sefer Shar Hanun, from Avi Tamar Schwartz, from the Bilvavi, we're talking about the different characteristics of Ein Sof that have been revealed to us through the Tzaddikim, through all the Mekubalim, and how at the end of time, it's Purim is happening again, and It's not only taking place in the Middle East, it's taking place in our lives, in our homes. And this milchama at the end, to make the choice between the Shar Hanun of Kedusha or Chalila, the Shar Hanun of Tuma, is what we're talking about. We didn't talk yet about how to contend with this. It's all the avoda that we've been learning about these past few years. But even since we started this new world of artificial intelligence has been revealed, that Hashem has brought down at the end of time such a thing that has all the qualities, not all the qualities, it has many of the characteristics of Ein Sof, of the Koch of Ein Sof, that could be a source and are a source of tremendous bracha, but at the same time is a type of a nisayin that the world has never had, and Am Yisrael has never had such a nisayin. That's what we've been talking about. The koach of haylada, that until now it was possible that to taste the aur of Ein Sof by having a child, and a child could have another child, and that can have another child, and it could continue on. So there's a tam, there's a taste. In that world of puruvu, there was a tam, me'ein, mashu, of Ein Sofius. Of there being a koyach of haylada, of continuity. But there's never been a koyach of hispashtus in something that is not alive, in something that's inanimate, a piece of metal. Of hispashtus and haylada and puravu. So, on page Shin Pei Aleph, the koch shehimash himashchus she'ein la'sayf, and then he's after this little piece. He's going to go into the malacha, to the avoda, in kedusha and kineged. Koch nosaf shel zelum hazeh, because that's the klal in all of creation, that Hashem Yisbach never ever leaves us in a situation where there's a koch that we can't contend with. That can't be. And it's also the other way. There's never a gilui of or, of light, that's so powerful that evil can't contend with it, because this is a world of zelum hazeh, of bechir chafshis, of free choice. So therefore, there always has to be that balance. So there's another koch that we see of zelum hazeh, ashach legilui or ein sof, mazgala bedor didan, that we see that's being revealed now in our time, in our generation. To translate the word himashchut, the way that it's used in modern Ivrit, himashchut means attraction or something that's magnetism, a pull. It's used very often in the context nowadays in Eretz Yisrael of an addiction, from the word lahamshich, himashchut, to draw, to pull. So the addictive. The addictive quality of the new technology is a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Nizbonin v'novin biyachas lekoach ahimashchus. Let's try to understand this koach, this magnetic gravitational pull. Biyachas lekoach ahimashchus hamizgalu b'nevroi mevu b'Rambam. Now the Rambam talks about the most powerful magnetic pull that Hashem created, is that of the soul of the Jew. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ahava. That's called love. Ahava. Ahava Hashem. And when we experience that love for other things in life, so a person, a love for a child, a love for a spouse, a love for a parent, and all the way, a love for nature, a love for stamp collections, whatever it is. All that, that koch of love is a koch of himashchut, a very powerful koch of a magnetic pull that people have towards each other, or that one has towards something that's the object of his love. B'yachas l'koach himashchut ha-mizgala b'nevroim avu b'rambam, the Rambam writes in Chashuva, Shetsuras ahava shlem l'baris baruch shemo. The Rambam, as we know, the Rambam's inyan is sichli, is the intellect. But when the Rambam speaks about ahavas Hashem, he drops that whole business of the intellect, and then you see the Rambam, the tzaddik, and it's all shir shir. The Rambam describes love, Shetsuras ahava shlem l'baris baruch shemo, zev k'moshol shbishir shirim, b'havas ish v'ish, and the Rambam then, in Hilchos Shuvah, the Rambam speaks about Ahavas Hashem in such a way, where he says, like, you have a man that's mamish meshuggah over a woman, he's in love, and he can't stop thinking about her, he can't think of anything else. And that's what the Rambam describes. Ahavas Hashem in the language of Shir Hashirim. Ahavas ish v'isha sheyesh b'nem himashchus. This, again, this pull, this attraction between a man and a woman, which is the whole Shir Hashirim, which is Kodesh Avichu and Shechina and Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. Aval bedakus zu yahava ha-shleima shebesoch gidrei hatzuras adam. Himoshchus gevulis mitzad koach ha-gvul akayim b'nevroim. But the truth is that this himashchut, this attraction between human beings, sof kol sof, it's all within the world of gvulim, of boundaries, of gvul. Now, between human beings, since human beings are balei gvul, we have boundaries and limitations. Therefore, even though a person feels this unbelievable pull and attraction to another person, sof kol sof, that's all koch gvuli. It's all within gvul and within boundaries. But Akash Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. Akash Baruch Hu is infinite. Mm-hmm. So that already enters into a world that could take the tzaddikim and dvekus and this into a place. Shakov bilti gvuli. Shakem shenim shachem elav yisbaruch shmo shu bilti bal gvul. Since Akash Baruch Hu is bilti bal gvul, is infinite, and human being Hashem gave a finite human being this opening to being drawn to the infinite. I mean, there were tzaddikim like the Rebbe Abu Ristraliska. They say that when he would go to Shachris in the morning, he said that his wife would be crying and he would say goodbye to his family because they were very, very worried that he wouldn't survive Shachris. He wouldn't be able to remain in the world. And they have stories about any tzaddikim like this, the Divrei Chaim and the Kedushas Levi, that they had to do certain things to keep them in the world, even in our generation. I mean, he was Nifter in 1957, but Rabbi Aaron LeBelzer, just to keep him in the world, to keep him in the goof. It was a challenge to keep Rabbi Aaron LeBelzer in the goof, in the body. Because the body is a gvul, and the neshama of a yid is a chelik elokam imal. And the koach ahimashchus, the hemshech, the koach of meshicha, of gravity, is so powerful. There were tzaddikim that it was very hard for them to stay alive. And there are stories of tzaddikim that left the world in such a way they couldn't remain in this world. The best moshel that the Rambam could use is the one of Shlomo HaMelech and Shir HaShirim. That's the best moshel. That's the closest moshel. Now, why is this so powerful? The Teretz is because it's true. A human being is limited. And he's a balgvul. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is built to balgvul, So therefore, this koch of Yimashchus lo rak mitzad ha-nivra bilvad, ela kivyochol gam mitzad ha-baris baruch shemo. Means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attraction to us is bilti balgvul, is infinite. And there's a very, very great klal, even when it comes to human love, that when somebody feels a tremendous, tremendous love towards you, so that awakens within you an answering love, a love that corresponds to that. So he explains, klal ma'arei ben adam la'adam nema kemayim panam el panam, Cain leva adam la'adam. So Shlomo says that the way that a person looks at another person, so is the heart kemayim panam el panam. When you look in the water, you see the reflection of the face. Cain leva adam la'adam. So too, you could see yourself in the other person. That's the pasuk. But what that means is shekashehu nimshach lezulasa. You know, many times you have unhealthy relationships because one of them is meshuggah for the other, but the other one's not really meshuggah for him. But then she starts to think that she is, or vice versa. He thinks, starts to think that he is. So you have a guy and you have a girl. Okay? No. He's not feeling particularly, this is his bashert necessarily, but she's meshuggah for him. So then it's so easy for that guy to begin to feel like he's meshuggah for her. And then at some point after the chasna, after Shabbat Baruch is, you know, maybe a couple of months or years down the line, he says, like, what was I thinking? You weren't thinking. There's a tremendous power of koach of himashchus that's in that world of that Shlomo Melech is describing, of kemayim panim halapanim, that when somebody loves you, it pulls you into that ocean of love. You get pulled in. So many people drown in that. This has been happening since creation. People drown in that because there's a kasho nimshach luzulasa hasheni chayzev nimshach elav. That's how it works. Kemayim panim halapanim. That's the world of ahava himashchus. See, here we have an interesting thing. We have a human being who's finite. He has within him a soul, but he's a finite human being. But the infinite is in love with him. It's the one who's infinite, who's Ein Sof, is in love with a finite human being. They eat. It means people like us, with all of our Mishagasim, the Baruch Shalom is mamish, crazy in love with us. So that has the... And he's Ein Sof. So when a person works on this mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, and he begins to feel, it goes both ways. So this is how Hashem made it, because it's a free choice. So when you work on your Ahavas Hashem, and you awaken within yourself that ancient love of the soul, towards Hashem, so you're finite. So that love is limited, but there's a responding love kivyachol now from Hashem. That's Hashem made it. That when the human being opens up to Him, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol reflects the heart of the human being, but Hashem's reflection is infinite. So it goes both ways. There's this love that's coming, this attraction kivyachol that the Borei Olam has for a Jew. And there's this attraction that a Jew can work on once he opens up that place of Ahavas Hashem, so then he can be completely swept off his feet, because then he's taken to a place of Ein Sof. And we have Shir Hashirim, something that's not of this world, so beyond this world. V'im Kain, Kasher Ahava Mufnis El HaBoreis Bar Shemo. So when a person takes, because Hashem made it in this way, that if you don't work on this, if you don't think about it, and you live without Hashem, you don't have to feel anything. That's the way Hashem made the world. You don't feel Hashem's gravity pulling you. It's a world of b'chir chavshes. But the way Hashem made it is like this. Kasher ahava mufnis el haboreis baruch shemo. When a person takes the mida of ahava, of chesed, and he begins to open up his heart, the mida of ahava to Hashem is baruch, hayshem is gala ahava she'ein lasof. So then that awakens a responding love that is infinite from Hashem. Shemizgala Hava She'en La'Soif, because the rule is, in this world, the rule is that first there has to be Nisarusa de Lasata. You have to have an awakening from below. That's Anila Dodi. I am for my beloved. And then the Vedodi Li is, oh. There is such a thing where there are times where there are Gilim of Hashem's love without any awakening from below. It's a special thing. We've spoken a lot about that. That's something else. That's like by Kriyas Yamsuf. And a person can feel it in his life sometimes. Vatika Tali, it's something else. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially, that was the whole Indian of Pesach, came in such a way. And then we have this back and forth. We have this beautiful relationship. A person opens up to Hashem in his own small, finite way, but kivyochel Hashem unleashes this torrential Ein Sof of love. Mimela, that now is mechazik the person with his love, and we have a tzaddik and a kadosh baruch hu, and that takes a person to a place of ad liyoda, umal mitam v'das, ad liyoda, because Hashem's infinite, and therefore when you're taken into that world of Hashem, then it's already the Shara Nun in Kedusha, and it's infinite, and it's Ad L'Yoda. That's Ad L'Yoda. That's Purim. It's Ad L'Yoda. It's without any limitation. And that is something that is all year round, but especially the Koch of Purim, which we spoke a little bit about last week, the Maral, about the Shara Nun. The whole Indian of Purim is the story of the Shara Nun. Amalek, Haman, and we spoke about Haman's name, and Al Kach of Amalek, and the Shahnun of Kedusha is Mordechai, and so on. Kach Shemeya Bahaor Ein Sof, Shemoshik Hosei Lav Yisbarak Shemo, Kleshan HaMesil Shasharm, and the Ramchal actually uses this Lashon at the beginning of Mesil Shasharm. Yimoshik Achav Kebarzel Achar Evan HaShoeves. That the Jew is drawn after, can be drawn after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the iron is drawn after the magnet. Evan HaShoeves is a magnet. Evan means the stone that pulls. Evan HaShoeves is a magnet. It's like, you know, one of the things that children like to do is to play with magnets. We didn't have so many fancy things when we were little. That was one of the favorite things, was to play with magnets. And you know, you could have a very strong magnet over here, a chashev, a big magnet, and you have a little baby magnet over here. And it's always interesting to see the dynamics between the big, powerful Koach HaVelokus and then the little magnet of who you are. And everybody knows that when you get a little bit, you feel something, right? And you like to feel how it, but you know that when the little magnet gets in the orbit of the big magnet, which has a big orbit, and then it just zips out of your hands. You go, bing! It goes right to the big magnet. And they say, Yichud, Kutchabichu Shkinta in such a way of Hashem and a Jew. So it's the big magnet and the little magnet. We like the little magnet. If you stay out of the orbit of Hashem, if you stay out of the orbit, so you don't feel anything. Because you have a lot of little magnets. They're just hanging around all the time. They're having breakfast on Central Avenue right now. I just was coming back from my mother's. Little magnets. I mean, they're all holy people. And all of us. I'm not saying they are, we're not. We all are. Little magnets all over the place. But they're just not. They're just not in the orbit. They're staying out of the orbit of that koch of Ein Sof. But once the little magnet takes a step into that world, so then it awakens kemayim. It's such a thing upon him. Kemayim upon him such powerful force. That's Shir Hashirim, and that's what the Ramchal describes. Yimoshech achrov kebarzel achar evan hashoeves, like iron being pulled towards the magnet. I will call ze. That's interesting, because that's when it's panim al panim, right? But if you turn it around, then it has a koach that pushes the other way. And you can't put them together. If a person turns around and it's not panim al panim, then the magnet, the way it works, the magnet is that you can't put it together. It doesn't, it's laholech. It doesn't go. But when a person turns around, And there's a bechina of panim al panim, so then the force is unbelievably powerful. I will call zeh mitzad kedusha. So this is all beautiful. This is Shir Hashirim. is mitzad kedusha. Hakasha chas v'shalom ze mezgal mitzad ezel umazeh asal lekim. But when chas v'chalila, when this type of a dynamic is in the world of tuma, on the other side, the situacha, she mezgal koach shel himashchus hafucha. When a person is being powerfully attracted to the other side. Now, there have always been attractions. The thing by the movie theater always says coming attractions. There's always attractions. And you have people, every time they're walking on the street, any single lady that's walking towards them is a coming attraction. There's always been attractions. But ha'imashchus ha'afucha hazu hi'imashchus me'evel l'gvulos ha'seichel. And there are attractions to the other side that are ada le'ada, that seem to be on such a level that they're me'evel l'gvulos, that they break all boundaries, all gvulos. It's not seichel. How many times over the years I've had situations where there were parashias, right? Terrible parashias, that there was a marriage that was horrible and the woman began to be afraid for her life. Mamish. I can remember a few of these over the years. There was one years ago, I remember this in Farakwe, and this many years ago, and this person knew my wife from school a long time ago, and so she contacted me to try to help, And I was working with, that time we didn't have Achiezer, this is before all of that, and JCC, I don't know what it was, in Farakwe there was, not the JCC, something else, but there was there, it was social workers, and the kids are, to try to get her to move away from this guy. He was a dangerous guy, he was threatening her life. Mom was threatening her life. And there wasn't a police order. It was the last step before the order of restriction, and got it to some place to which she would be, and she was with a family that she was able to be safe. And I was calling up a week later just to see how she is. I called to check, and not getting any answers. So I called a couple of times. I leave a message. I don't hear from her. So I call up the people that she's staying by, these people in Lawrence that she was staying by. He's Sadiqim. So the people tell me. She went back to him. So I thought maybe he threatened. I don't know what. He said no. We were begging her. They had this whole love talk, and she went back to him. And she wouldn't even call me back. I don't know what happened to her. Now, this is a person who is telling me the stuff that she, I'm not going to talk about the things that he did to her, what he was doing to her. It's hard to believe that a Jew could behave such a way, what he was doing to her. She's in love. As he gets sick, she's back there with this guy, with this chayev. Who knows what happened to her. And these are stories that are not far-fetched, and it's not so far apart. There are mice like this. I don't want to say b'chol yom. There are plenty of mice like this. And you asked if I would talk to this lady afterwards and say, I mean, she never called me back. I never saw her again. I know where she is. But you ask her, but what about all the things you told? You told me 100 stories about what this is, and that your life is in danger, and that you can't live another minute with him. Akasha, it's like talking to somebody on Purim at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You ever try talking to some yeshiva bach at 4 o'clock? But what's the svara? That's ad l'yad. It's not a matter of das. She's in Gansa Meshig. She's in the Shair Hanun. He took her back in. The Shair Hanun, Haman, took her back in and had a way of pulling her. And I was talking to my wife, and we tried to call the social service thing, and couldn't get to. You can't get a police thing unless she wants to have a police thing. Christ, because I wanted to see if I could get an order of protection, but she went to live with the guy. She went back to the guy. And I said to my wife, because this is like this lady, like, took, your friend took 2 weeks of our lives over here, crying and all kinds of nice him and talking. And I tried to call her parents, and the parents didn't want to help, and they weren't getting it. Crazy story. And then the next thing, she goes back to them on her own. It's a scary thing. It's a scary thing, that karach of himashchus. And that's a type of an addiction, and we could apply that to all different types of addictions. But the person knows that this is killing me. These cigarettes are killing me. This the drugs are killing me. The stuff on the internet is killing me. Yeah. And then rehab and this and that, all different things. And that challenge of not being swept back into that place. So it's me'evel l'gvulas ha'seichel, the last line of page Shin Pe'alef. V'himashchus she'me'evel l'gvulas shel nivra. There is a himashchus, next page Shin Pe'beis. There is this gravitational pull in Kedusha that it's l'mali mikoyches ha'nivra, because Hashem is infinite. But in this world, even though we have crazy stories like this, sof kol sof, when you have two nivraim, when you have two regular nivraim that have a sof, even though they're crazy stories, sof kol sof, there's a way to break it. There is a way to break it. Therapy, or you could do, you know, more of a chassidish style, just knock the guy off or something. There are ways of taking care of this. I have to erase that. I don't mean a guy is. So there are ways of taking care of it, of somehow of healing it, even though it's shasmais, it's a bechina of adliyada.
But now he comes back to what we're up against now with the computer, with the artificial intelligence and so on.
We're here, he says, the Zelumazah. Now we're talking about Zelumazah. Until now we thought that we had all this type of attraction, especially when it comes to the world of that world of Azach in the cave and so on, and other addictions that a person has. So there was, in all of these things, there's a tam of Ein Sof. There's a taste of Ein Sof. But now, with what we have in the world, that Hashem, before Mashiach comes, Hashem Yisbarach is testing us. This is our avodah in the generation of Erev Mashiach, of being Jews, of being ne'emanim, of being faithful to Hashem, in this mitzias of Zelum Hazeh, shakorach ha'himashchus de'kedusha shebasor gidri ha'gvul, mitzad kach yesh gam himashchus gam besoich mahalchi ha'seichel. There have always been. He says, "Hakli hazeh kol as kol koach harash shemunach mokik kaimas shleimas shotzuras adam belial." He says, "Koach ha'echad shemakvil kol kaimas ebriya k'meishin is bar la'el." So, on the one hand, until now, the computer worked in such a way where it was more like this kind of a dangerous attraction. But we have nivra versus a nivra, and as we spoke about last week, whatever the people would put into the computer, that's what you take out from the computer. That's how a computer was until recently. What you put in, you can take out. So that's still in the world of Gvul. And there's still something there of Mahal Chasechel. Until recently. But now when we try to understand this, what's happening on a deeper level now, Munach b'kli hazeh kor sheyesh b'ofen shel himashchus, in this kli that they make now, the newest kalim that they have now, there's a koach of himashchus, of pull, of magnetism, of addiction, of gravity. She klipa le koach himashchus shemitzad amitos anelama shemizgala b'or ein sof. There's the klipa, the zelu umazeh, of that koach of himashchus, of gravity, that's mizgala until now only in one way, with the infinite one himself, the or ein sof. By day came, koach ha'himashchus l'kli hazehu me'ever l'gvulos odom. Therefore, the addictive, magnetic koach of technology now wasn't like this a few years ago. It was still a bechin of seichel. It was hard, but it was still in the realm of seichel, of gvul, of nivra versus nivra. But now, a human being is trying to stand up against a kli,
against the Kli now, the way it is now, and it's only, it's this thing is developing, this koch is developing as we speak. It's like a snowball, how it's developing. So it's like the feeling that we have, every parent has this, when you're trying to get your kid to control the use of the computer, of the phone, and the parents themselves, the feeling is of a niver versus something which is Ein Sof, a finite, fragile, weak, limited niver fighting against something which is just beyond. And the teachers and the rebellion and the principals and all the king's horses and all the king's men are trying to figure out, what are we going to do? And all the darche hasechel is guun ishvert. All the darche hasechel. Again, we have to do whatever we can, but darche hasechel. So you do filters, and then there'll be a super filter, and there's super filters, and all different things, and they try, and you try to do this, and you try to talk, and all the different things, alpi sechel, we have to try. We do. And they have all these now. They have all these different different offices you can go to, and they'll work with you and your kids. And these are amazing people. These are tzaddikim that they're trying to do all these good things to help. But there's this feeling of a nivra versus chalila, like a bore, like, you know, something that's just not within the gvul of a person's self-control. And you have the bechira to throw it out. You have the bechira to unplug and not to enter into a conversation with it. But more and more, people are finding that difficult. There are places like that where they have, in some frum neighborhoods, where they have like these kiosks that you can go to and you pay a certain amount for an hour and you could use the computer for business or stuff like that, or to buy things. And, you know, in an office, that they have places like that. But that's very few people can conduct business these days. And other things, that even if a person's in school, in college, whatever, and they have to do papers or research, everybody needs to use. So everybody's using this. So there is this feeling of, I'm in a place that's me'eva l'gvulos adam. I'm living in the outer limits. This is the outer limits. This is beyond. This is something I can't control. V'ze omek hayimashchus hamavisa. If you expose yourself to this world and connect to it, it responds in a way that's bleakable. In a way that's bleakable. So, for instance, I'm not really up on all this stuff, and I told you, Baruch Hashem, till this day, I never touched any keys on a computer, Baruch Hashem, I can say my whole life. But anybody that has even a WhatsApp on the phone, so someone sends you some clip, so it has underneath, and if you press the button to that link, right, even though the person just sent you something from Eretz Yisrael or some news. But you could press a button on the thing, and even if you have don't have internet access, whatever. But if you press that link, tell me if I'm wrong. That link can then send you on a whole chadgadia into another world. Correct? That's how it works. So even though you don't want, you just wanted to see the news, and someone sent you a fine piece of news, something good, but you have, if you open up that thing, if you touch that thing, that blue thing on the bottom, whatever, and that opens you, then you're expressing an interest in Mame Avilizer. Is there anything else doing besides the news that I just got? The second you expose yourself and you open yourself up to something beyond the exact piece that you got, that someone sent you, you press that button. That has a power of pru-ruvu. Is that correct? it has babies. Because then you can go into that thing, and it'll take you to something that's not exactly the news narrative. So it's a different Indian. So then you check out that Indian, and then that Indian has babies, and then and. This is when you open up to it, it pours its heart out to you. It opens itself completely up to you. It shows you the most unbelievable, infinite love. The second that you show an interest in something, the way the internet works, the second you show an interest, even when it comes to stuff that I've heard, my wife told me these things. I don't have internet. My wife does. She does stuff on there. And she said that it knows already. Because one time she spoke to her friend Rachel about something with a piano. Because her friend wants to fix the piano or something. And the next thing I know, Rachel's getting, and my wife are getting things about pianos. Someone's sending about pianos. Because one time they had a conversation. I don't even know. It was texting about something with a piano. Right? My wife told me that she sees an hour later, she's getting messages from piano places. That the second you say, I'm in, then the other side says, I'm in love with you. I follow you everywhere. I live with you. I can't be apart from you. And it's amazing how that could draw you into that circle of love. It's sick. But it's a pachina of Ein Sof that there never was such a thing. So, Omeki Moshos HaMavisa. Mavisa means frightening. Sheroa Kol Odom Shemakim Ma'atis HaMetzias. Anybody that knows a little bit of the Metzias. Muzarech Ezma Shehoye Avar B'yachas Damashe Koryach Shavri. And he's old enough to remember what the world was like before all of this started. And Rav Schwartz is, I think, maybe 50. I don't even think he's maybe 47, 50. So he's not old. But may olam lo reinu b'cheinu, he says that we never saw. Umimais olam lo sipru lonu avoseinu, and we never heard from our grandparents. Shaya koach echad, that there was ever such a koach, shemoshech b'nei adam, often called Kach Mavis, that has such a force, a pull over a person in such a frightening way, in such a terrifying way. Shemosher b'nei Adam, often called Kach Makif b'kamus, that it pulls a person into such an ocean that's Makif, that surrounds him. Be'echus, so in volume, in the amount, and also in the level, in the depth, in the variety, in the bizman, and the time that it takes up in a person's life, the amount of time that it takes, bizman. A person thought he was going to just look at the news, and he's sitting there because somebody sent him the news, and he's sitting there 3 hours, 4 hours later. What happened to the hours? They're gone. And what did he see in the last 3 hours? He never planned on seeing that. He was just going to watch that one clip, that piece of news, which is something which is important, nice. And then he looks and he says, 3 hours of my life. There was never such a thing. And not just 3 hours, 3 hours where it got worse and worse and worse as the Chagadiyah went until finally came to Vosa Malach HaMavis. And then you feel like he shechted you. And then it's all finished. And then he can't wait till the next night or the next place where he can go back to that thing. And then there was never such a thing like that. Just to be honest, that's what it is. That's how it works. That Hashem has revealed before Mashiach comes, before the Shara Nun of Kedusha is open, and we're all going to be part of that in Yerushalayim. That's Sharayich Yerushalayim. Omdos Hiragleinu, Sharayich Yerushalayim. When we're going to be in that place, the last parasha of the story of Golus is this fight with the Shar HaNun of Tuma, which is a place without any Gvulim, which is a Bechin of Ein Sof. Lachena koach hayochid she'omei k'neged ozokar she'imashchus. Therefore, so this we'll begin with the kli that we have to fight. What's our kli? Lachena koach hayochid she'omei k'neged ozokar she'imashchus. Hurak koach hayimashchus acha habari yisbaruch shmo b'imashchusi l'malim yitam v'das. The Torah says there's only one way to fight. I mean, again, you could live someplace without using any kalim, go someplace where they don't have the kalim. That's an option. But it's a very, very, very almost impossible option to use anymore. Not to be completely disconnected. I said to my wife, I was like the idea of going on a cruise. It seems to be very peaceful. As long as there's a minyan, you can go on a cruise. I like the idea. And my wife doesn't like that. She's from Brooklyn. So so she doesn't like that idea. She thinks it's too quiet over here. We live in the suburbs over here. So but I said, but we were just talking about this. I said, so now you imagine you don't have the phone. She said, what are you talking about? She said, she heard that now you can have on a cruise, you could also have a phone. It works on the, now on the plane, I think. They're doing that, I think. You could have, one of the nice things about being on a long flight is that it's still quiet. So, what's happening is there's no mokum patur anymore. So lachen akoach hayochid she'omed keneged oso koach shel himashchus. There's only one koach that we have at our disposal to fight against this infinite, this ke'en, Hashem's infinite, but this infinite like koach. Hurak koach himashchus achar bar yisbaruch shmo. It's only coming back to the Rambam. It's only by being in love with the Kadosh Baruch. It's only by entering into that place of Ein Sof with Hashem. To be a Jew that stands on the margins and just as orthodox and observant, like Schwartz is saying these days, you're going to lose. You can't do it. At some point, you're going to lose, and it's not you, your kids. You're going to lose, unless you are in the gravitational pull of God, you're going to lose. Unless your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ad lo yada, is perimtik, unless your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ad lo yada, the ad lo yada of Haman, of Ar Haman, is going to take you in. That doesn't mean you're going to go off the derech necessarily. Yeah, I go on, keeping stuff, but Hashem Yisbach knows where you are and what's happened to you and the churban that's in your life. Unless you are connected in a way that is infinite, and you tap into that infinite attraction that a Jew has for Hashem, you're going to fall before the ke'en, the infinite-like attraction of the sitrach of the other side. Those are the stakes before Mashiach comes. Because Hashem's work is getting us ready. Because we're all going to be Nevi'im soon. We're all going to be in a place of the Sha'aranon. So in order to qualify at the end of the race, we have to register in that world of Ein Sof. That's the test before Mashiach comes. To register, to sign up with Ein Sof. To sign up with Ein Sof. It's not anymore like it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? You ask your kids, like, the kid doesn't have an answer for you. He just rolls his eyes and walks away from you. Because he's totally addicted. He's on. If you ever try talking to an addict and you say to him, it's not a good thing for you. It's not healthy. You know, to have a conversation with an addict. I really think this is bad for you. It's ruining your life. It's ruining your marriage. He just looks at you and walks away, looking for the next, you know, for the next joint. A joint is a glenokite. He's looking for the next fix. He just looks at you like you're right. I understand what you're saying. It's ruining my marriage. Correct. My kids don't talk to me. Correct. I lost all my money. Correct. Everything you're saying is 100% seichel. And he just walks away and goes and does it again. Because he's not, it's not safe. It's ad leyada. So how do you fight against that? There's only one way. It's by bringing him into an alternative ad leyada. And we can do that. And that's what we're going to give him the Be'ez Hashem.